Welcome to Texans Illustrated, presented by BMW. I'm your host, football analyst and sideline reporter John Harris, and we're going to look at short yardage runs. If there's anything that's plagued the Texans for as long as I've covered them for about the last 10 years, it's third and one, third and short, fourth and short. But on Sunday afternoon against the Cardinals, the Texans' left side of the line in particular gave a clinic on how to run short yardage. Now, I want to take a better look at the end zone angle. So we'll see what the Texans do here on the all-22 shot, and then we'll take a closer look at the end zone angle. But watch the movement this left side gets, and we'll focus on that when we look at the end zone. Brock is going to send Steven Anderson in motion, and it's pretty obvious where the Texans are going to go with the ball at this moment. We're coming at left side, and here we go. Running through here, Jay gets you blocked. Lamar goes in essentially standing up. Now let's take a look at the end zone angle here where you're going to get a really good shot. And I want you to focus on a couple of things. Xavier Sufilo against Calais Campbell right there. Xavier is going to pancake. We're going to give him a big X. He's going to get a pancake on Calais Campbell. All right. Then you're going to see C.J. Fedorowicz right here going to drive Chandler Jones off the ball, and that's going to take him on to another block with Kevin Minter, who scrapes this way. These two blocks are outstanding, and then Chris Clark is going to finish the block on Chandler Jones, knocking him onto the end zone. And then you're going to see Jay Prosh, who's at fullback right here. He's going to come through here and kick out one of the linebackers, and we're away we go. So here it is from the end zone shot. Here comes Steven Anderson. Steven's going to get a nice little kick out block right here on Daniel Buchanan, and we're going to run it right behind Big X. Watch X right here. You can see the hole start to develop. And there it is. Look at Lamar's vision. He sees this guy right here. But watch what happens. Because X pancakes Calais Campbell, this linebacker gets caught on that. So essentially, X gets a 2-for-1. And there Lamar just keeps following Jay Prosh. And he gets in the end zone standing up. That is an excellent job of goal line, short yardage, running game. Triggered by number 71, Xavier Sufilo, with that pancake block. Calais Campbell, after the play, started patting his chest like it was his fault. And it was, because X had a great block on him. Everybody executed. Lamar Miller just had to follow him on into the end zone.